chapter 10.
Víme pivo, by víčko, už ho máme maličko, šenkýř nechce nalejvat, budem chaso domů spát. Dopak za nás zaplatí, ten zlatáček utratí, toho budem rádi mít a na jeho zdraví pít.
One of many Czech odes to beer there, though I must say I've not heard anything quite that tuneful sung in any of the pubs I've been to in Prague. This is a special New Year's Eve show dedicated to alcohol consumption here on Radio Prague, for which I'm joined in the studio by cocktail expert Alexander Mikshovitz. Now, Alex, you seem to be a bit of an expert on cocktails and spirits and alcohol in general. You've written, in fact, 11 books on the matter. Would you say that Czechs are increasingly moving away from beer consumption, for which they're famed, and towards cocktails and cocktail culture, as it were? Have you seen that sort of thing develop here in recent years?
I believe so. First of all, I think that the Czech Republic is not only beer land. I believe that the Czech Republic is first of all bitter land. The Czechs like bitter alcoholic beverages as Karlovarská Becherovka, Fernečtok, and much more, you know. But this country is a cocktail land as well. And the development started approximately 120 years ago, in 1887.
Okay, so how did it start then in 1887? What happened?
I think the first mention of the word bar was in a newspaper, professional newspaper, Hostimil, 1887. The first American bar opened its door 1891. The first cocktail book was published 1912. It means 2 years before the first World War. You know? And the first competition of bartenders, 1927. And by the way, this competition was the second competition in the European history.
So, I mean, you're saying there that there's always been this great tradition of cocktails in the Czech Republic, and here, much as elsewhere in Europe and perhaps in America, it was sort of the roaring 20s that really maybe was the heyday of it. But you yourself have said that we're currently right now living in the age of the cocktail. I mean, surely it's the roaring 20s that all of that happened.
In fact, I prefer the term the cocktail culture and cocktail era, specifically in the Czech Republic. I tell you why. The Czech bartenders served a lot of cocktails in last 120 years. But in 1995, the Bucks's Bar opened its doors, and I believe that on 31st of March 1995, this era really, really started. Because bartenders before relied on different drinks and in cocktails as well. But this bar started to rely only on cocktails. It's an important thing for me.
Okay, but over the years, you've, as well as sort of researched the history of the cocktail, you've made a few as well. And I hear that you've actually invented a couple of cocktails. Can you tell me about your own creations?
It's a very, very short row of drinks. Frankly speaking, I created just the one. Name is Alcron Special, and I mix it with 2 centiliters of Di Saronno Amaretto Originale, 2 centiliters of Campari bitter. We are bitter land.
Of course.
And 4 centiliters of fresh pink grapefruit juice. Yeah.
Sounds fabulous. Very, yeah. Very good. Okay.
It tastes fabulous.
All right. But on top of all of that, all of this writing, all of this cocktail making, you've been teaching generations of budding barmen how to do the job in, is it the Prague School of Hospitality?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So what have you been teaching them in a nutshell? What would you say makes the perfect barman? Is it a case of making delicious cocktails, or is that just one small, small fraction? Mm.
By the way, to know this exactly, you could expect Nobel Prize. But I believe that the first thing is communication. It is not to make cocktails or to serve shots of whiskey or cognac. No, everyone could know how to do it. But to communicate with guests, with people, it's really sometimes very difficult task.
And something you can learn or never?
No, I didn't learn it. I think I was born with it.
Okay. If you've just joined us, the voice that you've just been hearing is that of Alexander Mikhshovets, and you're listening to Radio Prague and a Sylvester special.